I see that the finance minister, Malusi Gigaba, is on the line now. Mr. Minister, good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Tolani, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, you're most welcome, Minister. So I firstly would like to pick up on what's happening at SAA. Yesterday's announcement about the new chief executive officer. But the problems are bigger than the chief executive officer. Firstly, why Vuyani Jagana?
Well, he's the one who became most suitable after the interviews conducted by the board. He's a South African of very high repute. He is very well known in the corporate world. He has played a very various leading roles at Vodacom, and he's therefore a corporate leader, a turnaround specialist. He's got vast networks on the continent, which is the future growth plan for South African Airways. He comes sure. with a vast experience, so he's somebody who we believe is going to do a good job. You know, you're raising an important point. I mean, between 2013 and 2017, there have been five CEOs at SAA. The fundamental problems with the airline have got very little to do with, for example, the fact that there's been a global economic downturn and therefore there's been a decline in passenger uptake by the South African Airways. But they've got everything to do with how the airline has been led. The turnaround strategy that was adopted in 2013 was abandoned midway. And therefore the new board has had to revise that turnaround strategy and come up with a workable plan based on stabilizing the airline, defending it, and then starting to build. So we are expecting that the CEO is going to play a critical role in implementing, in driving the implementation of the turnaround strategy, because the consultants that were appointed by the airline suggested, among others,
Ooh. Okay, we seem to have lost the finance minister. Mr. Gigaba, can you hear us? Oh no. All right. We've been having difficulties reaching him anyway this morning. It seems like we've lost him on the line because it's quite an interesting one. He's talking about how the previous turnaround plans were dumped, but it seems to me that this one might very well be as well. And I say that because it's not Jagana's plan. He finds it. He has to implement a plan that already has been put together by other people. To what extent then will he own this plan? To what extent will he be able to, in the end, make a difference where SAA is concerned? But also just the 13 billion rand capital injection that SAA now needs. We've got to talk about that. We seem to be throwing good money after bad. Already there's 2 billion that the minister has approved that's going to SAA to assist them. And clearly it is not enough. They need more money. And where are we going to get this money from? It seems like we have been able to get through to Minister Gigaba. Minister Gigaba, sorry about that. We seem to have lost each other there. I want to pick up on the bailouts. So 13 billion rand capital injection is what the SAA will need from the fiscus over the next 3 years. Already you've approved, 2 billion rand? It seems that a country struggling such as us cannot afford to be throwing good money after bad like this.
As a point of principle, yes, I agree. I agree, and that's the issue that we've been raising with South African Airways, and that's the issue that we will be addressing in terms of the conditionalities that will be provided to them when we start working on this recapitalization plan. I think over the years, we've been indicating that SAA, when they were taken out of Transnet, they were not properly capitalized to be able to become financially sustainable. And that has caught up with the airline. Now, that together with a series of mismanagement and lack of internal controls and governance lapses has resulted in the challenges that we are facing. Now, for us to address that, in the first instance, a country on the southernmost tip of the African continent, far away from the traffic volumes, does need to have security of air travel to be able to transport South Africans abroad and bring people from abroad to South Africa to support our tourism industry and our other economic and political strategic objectives. So you need to have an airline to guarantee that. But that airline must be properly run. There is nothing exceptional about SAA, because Kenya Airways, Ethiopian Airways, and other airways are run properly and efficiently.
Yes.
And so I believe that SAA, with the new CEO, the new executive management we've put up, and the turnaround strategy that's been suggested, is going to be turned around and focused on the task of fulfilling the mandate that the shareholder is setting for it.
Sure. So, Minister, just a quick one. Will they then get the 13 billion rand capital injection that they need? Are you going to give them the bailout?
We are in discussion about that. And at the medium-term budget policy statement in October, I will make the necessary announcement.
All right, Minister, I've really got to talk about the economy and what is happening in our economy at this time. We are in a recession. Jobs are going. Just this morning, 20,000 jobs going in the mining sector, 80,000 already gone in the past 5 years. It is terrible out there. Minister, how do we turn the situation around?
The government in the recent cabinet, the Khutla, focused very extensively on the economy and what are the priorities going forward. And we all agreed that the priority is to boost business confidence. And so the 14 confidence boosting measures, which I announced a few weeks ago, which address themselves to a whole range of...
The Finance Minister, Malusi Gigaba, on that point then. Thank you. It's half